Proclamation number 2349 of May 27, 1942. Thought transference. Work of the beings of light. The God-opposing forces influence the thinking of people who live their lives without God, who neither recognize God nor are lovingly active of their own accord, who neither seek God nor have the desire for spiritual knowledge, who therefore only belong to earth, i.e., who are filled with purely material thoughts. They are also taken into consideration according to their desire. They are seized by forces which are likewise distant from God, and their thoughts are directed such that they deviate further and further from God and cause the human being to increase his lack of love as well as his desire for earthly possessions. This is understandable since God's adversary strives to gain the spiritual for himself and only succeeds in doing so if the human being strives for the same, namely matter, which still harbors something distant from God. Hence the thoughts of these people will exclusively be of earthly content, for as soon as something else is brought to their attention, the evil spiritual forces are particularly active by trying to make them realize the uselessness of the earthly world. The opposing power of God can have a successful effect precisely on this person's world of thoughts insofar as he likes to occupy himself with what belongs to the world because he mostly strives for earthly goals. And the earthly goals are always opposed to the one great goal which has been set for the human being for earthly life. The approach to God. For this demands that everything that is earthly desirable be put second. The opponent of God, however, tries to place all these things in the foreground. He tries to awaken the desire for them in the human being and to influence him to only strive for those earthly goods. The mental activity of such people will now only be directed towards these goods, and then the opposing force will have won the game. They do not ask spiritual questions, and every attempt of good spiritual power or knowing people fails because their will submits to the will of the opposing power. The more materialistic humanity is, the greater influence this power has, which is evident from the fact that wrong thinking and wrong will are far more prevalent, that the majority is earthly minded and only few people strive spiritually. Consequently, higher development can no longer be recorded. A total spiritual standstill occurs, the consequence of which is a decline in spiritual development as soon as humanity is no longer guided towards realization. Humanity must be brought closer to the concept of God. It is to be forced into a situation where it considers the possibility of God's existence and where it learns to regard earthly possessions as impermanent, and then a struggle will start again between both the good and the bad forces which mentally guide people onto the right path, i.e., to lead them to realization. And the will of man is decisive. If he turns back to earthly goods and what the world offers him, he is once again given himself over to the mental influences of the forces that oppose God and recognizes their rule. Then his thinking is still wrong. It corresponds to the will of God's adversary and increases the distance from the one whom the human being should strive for during his time on earth. And then God's adversary will have won the victory and regained the souls which had already escaped his influence and power due to the infinitely long course on earth. And the being's lost embodiment as a human being did not bring it any progress, but instead earned it renewed captivity throughout eternity. Amen.